six Cork rowers represent Ireland at the European Rowing Championships in the Czech Republic this weekend. And Sarah Dineen from Rowing Ireland joins us to look ahead to six Cork rowers and what they hope to achieve this weekend and where they're competing. Sarah, indeed, it's brilliant from a Cork point of view, but sending six very strong Cork rowers to the Europeans this weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. I suppose out of the six rowers that are going, five of them are from Skibbereen Rowing Club. So, I mean, a huge Cork representation. And then Sunita Pasur, of course, is from All Collegians. But as always, there is quite a strong Cork, again, representation on the team, and this is no different this time round.
Absolutely. Let's go through some of the different rowers, I suppose. The lightweight men's double sculls need very little introduction. It's Gary and Paul O'Donovan, and they're the reigning European champions and come into this on the back of a slightly disappointing World Cup in Belgrade, it must be said.
Slightly, yes. No, I suppose their overall performance wouldn't have been overly disappointing, to be honest. I mean, the field was extremely high quality, and they did reach the A final, which meant a guaranteed top six finish. So, I mean, they came just outside the medals, just barely fourth place, less than a second behind Poland in third. So the top four boats were within a minute of, 1.5 seconds of each other. So it was, you know, very, very fast-paced final. And they were unlucky, really, to be honest. At the same time, they were kind of not training together very much over the last number of months. That could have been a factor. So they've just left a training camp in Varese in Italy this week. So that would definitely have stood to them, and we'd expect, I think, a stronger performance again now this weekend.
Good. And that was, like, obviously before the Olympics, that was their major achievement last year, winning the European gold, so that back to defend that title this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose that was just the start of the kind of the real momentum that built up towards the Olympics last year. It gave them a huge, confidence boost, and as well just that bit of extra belief that, yeah, look, this team is more than capable of performing on the world stage. And it kind of, I think, gave that extra little push to take on Rio, I suppose.
Absolutely.
As well as they could, yeah.
Yeah. So for Mark O'Donovan and Shane O'Driscoll then in the lightweight men's pair, they had a fantastic, you know, they took the headlines at the World Cup in Belgrade.
Yeah, they had a brilliant campaign. I suppose these two lads have been kind of just on the outskirts of glory over the last definitely year, 1 to 2 years. They've been just thereabouts, and it was great for them to just finally get a little bit of a recognition of the hard work they put in. I mean, they worked just as hard as Paul and Gary, Nita, all of those high-profile rowers. And I suppose, look, the Cork rowing community especially, but I think sporting community in general would know of the lads, but in the wider community they wouldn't be as well known, of course, as those that would be in the spotlight, and winning medals regularly. So to get the gold medal was just fantastic for them, and I'm sure it'll again stand some confidence wise now going into the Europeans and beyond.
And how does the competition compare for the Europeans for Mark and Shane when they embark on this competition now?
As in standard?
Yeah, they're competitors.
Yeah, well, I suppose in World Cup 1, there was a small number of crews in the actual event. Only four had entered. So, I mean, they just had to come beat one crew to get a medal. But I suppose they did put it out of the bag even more in that they went all the way and took gold. So I suppose it might have seemed like the standard might have been quite as high, but they still had to produce a stellar performance, obtain that. So I suppose the Europeans, there is a larger entry, and I suppose they'll use that confidence again to kind of push on, no matter who is in the event. But I suppose it will be kind of a higher standard again. The World Cup 1 is kind of a season opener, so it's a very kind of experimental for a lot of crews and a lot of countries who put in their entries. The Europeans is a bit more, I suppose you'd say, serious, but the lads will just treat it like any other event and they'll definitely give it their all.
Yeah. For Denise Walsh then in the lightweight women's single, Denise had a fantastic performance at the World Cup as well. She came back with a silver, so she stands in good stead heading into the Europeans as well.
Exactly, and Denise would kind of be, you know, the same as the two lads in that she would be, she's been on the team for the last number of years and will be competing regularly on the international stage, but I suppose the medal was a long time coming, and it was great, again, for Denise just to finally get that bit of glory and recognition, I suppose, you know, as well. And, you know, it's so deserved. She works so, so hard, just like the rest of the team. But, again, she wouldn't be in the spotlight as much. People wouldn't know her as well as the others. And now her name is out there and her following will be even stronger now in the Europeans. And I know she'll be looking for another very, very strong performance. I mean, every member of this team will definitely be gunning for a medal. There's no reason why they wouldn't.
Absolutely. And finally, on the team members, Sunita Pusper in the women's single sculls as well. Like, Sunita, we've spoken to several times here now. She's a veteran of Irish rowing at this stage for the Irish team. And how does she fare going into this competition this year?
Well, I suppose, look, as always, Sunita is in a very, very tough field as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this is no different. The world, the A final in the first World Cup was a very, very fast-paced race. As she said herself when she came home, she was quite surprised at the standard and the pace that was actually set. Again, as a season opener, it kind of wouldn't usually be as intense, but I suppose she was up against the likes of Belarus's Ekaterina Karsten, who she would have come across many a time, but she's one of rowing's most medalled rowers, 45 years of age, and been through many Olympics, many world championships, just a very, very, you know, a top-class athlete. Sunita was obviously extremely disappointed after Rio, and I think the fact that she's come back now the following year, immediately back to work, back to training, out-competing again, just shows her strength of character.
Yeah.
And I think she has a point to prove herself in that. That wasn't her true ability, I think, that showed in Rio. And she wants to, I suppose, you know, not that she needs to prove herself, but she wants to do it for herself, I think, to get a better result this year. And, look, as I said, the standard is quite high, but she's more than capable of, you know, getting into the medals. And again, off the back of the training camp that they've all been at, I think that will stand to her as well. They're going straight from the camp to the Europeans. So I think, look, she'll be looking for a strong performance as well.
Yeah, I saw Denise tweeting about that, actually. They all looked in great form. So hopefully lots of good work done over there. So the Europeans start on Friday, Sarah. We don't know the draws yet. They're done Thursday, is it?
Exactly, yeah. Thursday evening. There's a provisional competition schedule on the World Rowing website, but I suppose the draws can't be finalised until Thursday evening. And we'll know then the specific times for the heats on Friday and the semi-finals or repêchages as is necessary on Saturday, and then the finals hopefully on Sunday. And we would really be expecting, you know, each of the crews to be reaching the top six again.
And we, in terms of how we can kind of engage in the competition at the weekend, is it being streamed anywhere or broadcast online or anything?
Yeah, so the World Rowing website is quite good in that they stream A finals in every competition. So it wouldn't be every single race, but the A finals are obviously the biggest, the finale. So they'd be streamed live on their website, www.worldrowing.com. And RTE as well are planning to cover, at the very least, the A finals, but I would hope all the Irish races should be covered. But that's just to be confirmed as well during the week.
Good stuff. All right, look, Sarah, wishing everybody the very best of luck at the weekend, and we'll update on the schedule when we get it Thursday or Friday. So thanks very much for joining me.
Great. Thanks, Lisa.